as a defender, you want to come in. It's a tough one when you come into a game like that, you know, and it was tight at that stage. We ended up winning overall, I thought, properly and deservedly. But there was tight moments in the game. So as a centre-half, really, you know, you want to start the game. And I thought he handled it very well. And of course, coming off with a nice clean sheet as a defender, you're pleased with that.
And Lloyd Dyer, is he getting closer? Or
no, he's still we're making sure that he's right. You know, people will know the way we work, the intensity that we work with the players at. So they have to be able to deliver that. And it's not fair on the players if they're not. So he'd had a sort of an indifferent period of training spells while he was sorting his business out at Watford. So therefore, he's got to make sure that he's doing the work. He's a fit type anyway. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's generally fit, but we're on about trying to get that real edge to your fitness where you can go and deliver for the first team. So when we feel that he's ready for that, then he'll become part of the group.
You brought him in. Are you still looking at anybody else, or is that it? Are you happy now with what you've got?
No, we're always, I make it clear, and I've said it many times, that we're always open to what might be, because you never know with your own group, what's happening with that, what's happening outside of your own group. But it's fair to say we're challenging well at the moment for ourselves and what we want to do and the market that we're in. So, you know, we're not overthinking it, but we have to be alive to if things change.
Observers would say there's not much wrong with Burnley at the minute, the way you play, the results.
No, it's good. I mean, you know, we're earning the right, and I think that's a big part of it. You know, the last one doesn't guarantee the next one, and we've got a good mindset on that. So we know that each game that comes around, we have to be ready to play, and we have to work hard at our performances, and we're doing that.
It was pointed out, I think, on Saturday that if you carry on the form that you're in at the minute, you could potentially end up with 90 points.
Okay, good maths.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? 90 points.
Well, we'll see.
That'd be enough, wouldn't it? Well, to get you promoted?
Don't know. I'm not really interested in looking too far down the line. The next one's Nottingham Forest, so that's the most important situation that we're in.
So how do you see that one then?
Well, it'll be another challenge, you know, because they're a good side. People forget sometimes because they've had an embargo, they've still managed to do transfer business to whatever limits they're allowed to do it at. And they've still got some good players there. If you look at their team, their bench, their players have signed there for millions of pounds. So they're certainly not a team of sort of novices. They know the market they're in. They're a good side. So we have to be ready yet again, you know, and that is the championship. You can't take anyone for granted. We don't do. And that's shown with good performances and good results.
One thing you are is very resilient. You've got great spirit here, and that was demonstrated in the first game at the City Ground, where it looked like it might just be going away from you. You came back, and Matt Taylor scored a great equaliser.
We actually played very well on the night, you know, and we could have, should have been up in the game. We had a big decision go against us for a penalty. But you're right, the resilience, the belief in what we do here, and not just affecting it with the starting 11, the players from the bench. When called upon, you know, and we've made a good show of that, and we continue to do so. So the mentality is strong, the belief is good, and the way we're playing is good. We've got to do that again, of course, in the next one, which is Nottingham Forest.
Is it hard trying to accommodate somebody like Matt Taylor? Because you do have good options there.
It's just part of the job. Yeah. You know, you want good players. They want good players here as well, don't forget. They want good players who can challenge the group and keep them playing well as well. Because sometimes it is the challenge within a group, not just, you know, the outside challenge of doing well in the championship. So, you know, they thirst for that challenge, I think, and that's what we want them to be like. You know, we want them to push each other all the time, never more so than when you've got good players in your slots.
Talking of good players, Sam Vokes in the goals again at the weekend. We talked to Tom Heaton before. He ranks that he's a better player now, 2 years on, and he's had that injury in between. In terms of his all-round game, he thinks he's a better player. Do you feel that way as well?
He's a very good player, and I think he's learning all the time. You know, Tom's on something there because he's moulding himself into a more mature player, you know, even though he's still only midway through his career, really. I mean, there's lots of football left in Sam, but he's beginning to understand the game better and his role within the game. And like I say, the way he's maturing as a centre-forward has been a joy to watch at times. And even after having a long period out with a serious injury, he's come through that, no drama at all, you know, and his match fitness has improved. He's looking after himself ever better. You know, he's a very good player, which is why we're so pleased that he's, you know, wanted to stay at the club, and we've given him a contract in order for him to do that.
And to what extent is it helping that it's a huge summer for Wales as well, and he wants to be part of that team? Is that to your advantage?
Well, that's something you'd have to ask him. I want him to be motivated for Burnley, and that's what he's doing. The players here know that I recognise international football, and rightly so. But his main focus, or we want his main focus to be us first, and then them later on.